Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Psalm 8, Kingdom and Dominion. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, and the birds of heaven, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is one of these great glory psalms. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. It's kind of like the trumpeters in the king's court blasting this out. O earth, see that you have an incredible king, a Lord who is over all. This psalm is referred to by some scholars as a messianic psalm as well, because of the embedded title in the midst of it, the Son of Man. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him? Now, if you read this psalm looking back into the Hebrew scriptures, there are very clear connections to the creation account, that God has given us dominion as his people over the works of his hands. Very much echoing that original calling. But we also see a looking forward to this Son of Man who gets crowned with glory and honor, and all things are put under his feet. You see, everything was put underneath our feet at a time in the past, but we gave that up in the fall. Jesus comes and reestablishes it. In fact, this notion of all things being put under his feet gets picked up in Psalm 110:1, where it says, "My Lord waits for my Lord that all things would be put underneath his feet." Clearly, this is a picture forward to King Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And the early followers of Jesus picked this up, as Psalm 110:1 is the most quoted Hebrew verse in all of the New Testament. It's a reminder that there was a realigning coming, that the original plan, the dominion, the rule of God, the reign of God, the kingdom of God, which had been pushed out to his created beings and had been given up, was now going to be brought back in one who bears the title the Son of Man. Jesus clearly identifies himself with this role. So what of this passage, as we move into the New Testament passages next week, is to remind ourselves that rule was God's intention. It was our vocational calling. The creation account is about God bringing order out of the chaos, and it's about the glory and the majesty of the true and ultimate King. The call of Scripture is to get back to our original vocation and to exercise dominion, not in the way the world does, but in the Jesus way. Jesus is actually going to be somewhat puzzling to his early followers, because the way he's going to establish dominion and power and rule and authority is through an image of servanthood, something they were not ready for in the flow of their everyday lives. So, Lord, today, here we are once again. Your calling hasn't changed. Your way hasn't changed. You want us to bring your rule and your reign into a world of chaos. Give us courage. Give us grace so that we would do it in the Jesus way as servants, not lording it over others, as is the custom of many earthly kingdoms. And as we operate in dominion, would you receive all the majesty and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.